Now, an interesting one for you next. An Irish food company owned by 85 farming families has launched a new range of made without nitrate rashers and has partnered with a Cork producer to bring the product to consumers nationwide. Truly Irish has developed a rasher made using fruit and spice extracts instead of nitrates. We'll get into the detail on this, but with me on the line to talk about this now in more detail is Michael McAuliffe, who is a farmer, Mike McAuliffe from Fahaduff near Castle Island. Mike, good morning to you. Thanks for talking to me in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry, to you and your listeners. And thanks for having me on.
Tell me about this is Board BS certified rasher. Tell me about nitrates and the role that they play, first of all, and why you've decided to go with this rasher produced without them.
I suppose, look, we're basically, you know, I'm a pork farmer, as my father before me, you know, so like I remember growing up with pigs and every household had pigs, and, you know, the nitrates you talk about, the WHO came out there in 2015 and they say we need to look at this nitrates and I suppose proceed with change going forward. Like, so even though we launched in 2009, we're always innovative, looking at different ways of doing things and what the consumer would want. So we set about probably over 10 years ago, I suppose, looking at this. It's not people think, look, it's bacon is bad for you, or rashers are bad for you, or sausages, but it's not that, it's the preservatives. Unfortunately, the way modern life has moved on, you know, people are looking for more convenient food, longer shelf life, and this was why nitrates came in to preserve, it's more preservative. So we went back to extracts, looking at, you know, different herbs and different spices that could give you the same effect without altering the taste of the rasher. So, like, that's what basically it's fruit and it's plant extracts that we use instead of lab-produced nitrates that come in the shape of whatever form. But, you know, everything is okay in moderation. I'm not saying that all rashers out there are bad for you or, you know, anything like that. Everything in moderation.
It's just you're aiming this at America's people are more focused now on the ingredients that go into their food. They're more conscious of it. And you're looking to keep up with that demand, I'd imagine, and provide that product for people.
Yes, Jerry. Look, all we want to do is give people a choice. You know, and that's why we started off with Truly Irish. It was never to say, you know, people should buy our products. We were sick of people saying, you know, when I'd be out at an event or a wedding and people say, ask you what you did, you'd say, I'm a pork farmer. And they say, what have you done to pork? It doesn't taste like it used to taste. And, you know, that's when we set about trying to make change, traditionally bring it back to how it used to taste. You know, and no more like the consumer is our customer out there. If we don't listen to our consumer, then, you know, we're burying our head in the sand. We really have to listen and take note. And look, we're lucky enough that, you know, same as beef, milk, everything that's produced in Ireland is second to none compared to the other countries in the world. You know, and pork is the same. We traditionally feed our pigs, you know, and it's just the way it is. Like, you give them the natural ingredients and, you know, you have to look after the product once it's delivered to the consumer. And that's why we took on board Truly Irish in order to do this.
And how has that been going, Mike? You're CEO of Truly Irish, 85 farming families concentrating on, is it like, you know, the idea of guaranteed Irish, that this is coming from Irish farms and raised in a certain way?
Like, it is, and it's more than guaranteed Irish. Look, I remember, like, we've been on a program before with guaranteed Irish and Love Irish Foods, but Truly Irish was the one that came out on top because it was 100% Irish, guaranteed Irish. You know, you can have that on different products. It just doesn't mean that all that product came from Ireland. You know, so like with us, and look, we have excellent processing plants here, and we just, as I say, produce food. We send it all over the world. It's well known. Irish commands a premium, and basically in Ireland, us, look, we're conscious that everybody is under pressure, so therefore our nitrate-free rasher is not more any more like different in cost than the ordinary rasher. Like, so we're very, very conscious of producing products that consumers can afford and giving them the choice to pick up what they want to pick up, and no more than that. And Truly Irish is exactly what it says in the tin. That's hence the name. Like, and anything that's attached to the Truly Irish product, is you're guaranteed that.
Yeah, and look, you founded in 2009, Mike. You've been on a journey, and I mean, the world of food has changed so much. The world of ingredient development as well has changed massively in that period. But you've been able to survive and thrive in it.
Yes, because we have to, like, if you look at, even when we launched in 2009, we said about there was no sausage out there carrying the board beer label, because they said, you know, it wasn't possible to do because the taste, you know, it had to be above 82% pork or 80% pork to get the board beer approved quality mark. No, they said that was impossible to achieve because if you put too much pork in, we taste it differently, you know. So we achieved this, and we achieved it without MSG and without, you know, like we just got that taste right. And hence, I suppose a lot more people, more products have changed and come along the same. Now there's a lot of other products out there carrying the Borbia label, but the Borbia label guarantees it's produced in Ireland, it's processed in Ireland, packed in Ireland. You know, like, so we're the only ones to develop this nitrate-free rasher to do this. But as I said, these things don't happen overnight. We're the last 10 years in the making, you know, and we're launched now with all the major retailers. And, you know, like, I would say to consumers, look, you know, if it's not in your local retailer, please, please just ask the manager.
Please ask for it.
To bring this product in. Yeah, just ask for it. It is there, like, it is available.
Mike, brilliant stuff. Thanks a million for that. And an interesting one. We'll see where it goes from here in terms of that. But thanks for talking to us in the programme this morning.
Thank you, Joey.
Great stuff. Mike McAuliffe there of Truly Irish, brand trulyirish.ie, the website to go to there for more information. Talk about that nitrates-free rasher, removing some preservatives and putting in fruit and spice extracts instead of nitrates. If you have a view on it, get in touch with us on the programme.